as an intro. I'm surprised you're talking right now with whatever you have shoved up your nose.
It is a cotton swab. Everyone is doing COVID tests.
Because,
well, it's crazy right now. Generally speaking, I have terrible allergies. Have my entire life, right?
And it's a really bad in Austin.
It's a really bad time to have terrible allergies because every sniffle, every tickle, everything is, oh my God, is this it?
Is this it?
Is it my number?
Am I going to be on a ventilator?
Yeah. But then I showed up to work today to interesting news.
Which is, you're holding me in suspense.
No, I'm not holding you in suspense. You know exactly what it is.
Oh, somebody Nick from the morning show has COVID.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy who sits in this room where we are, touches the things we're touching right now, and most importantly, uses the same room as Spinny to work on the computer and do stuff, got COVID, and we literally found out coming into this building.
Yeah, well, he wasn't being a jerk about it. He went and got tested because he was like, oh, I feel a little weird. So he went and got tested right away, which I appreciate.
Yeah, he's been texting. He's like, I'm sorry to be that a-hole that got COVID. And it's like, well, dude.
I mean, he's been responsible.
All he does is sleep, eat, and come to work. That's all he does. So he's not out, like, partying, and it's not someone.
Apparently, he's occasionally licking a stranger, too. So
That's sad. I don't know how he ended up got it. But you have some COVID tests that you brought in for us.
My wife works in public education. Yeah. So I said it on the show the other day. We have a stack
of the Bimax Now COVID-19 tests.
They're for the Abbott Lab. They're the ones that you go, if you go anywhere and get a quick test. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of complaints because people are saying, hey, these should be much more readily available and they should be cheaper. I know if you're in Europe, these cost like $1.95. Here, they're way more expensive. I'm going to let Spenny use one. You took a test already.
Yeah, I had to take one this morning because we've got friends in town with kids that we're going to see tonight.
Kids are the worst.
And, you know, my fiance is like, hey, take this test. Here's what you do. Here's how you do it. And she had it all set up to on the table. So I swab and I do both nostrils. I put it way up in there.
It does not feel good.
It feels horrible.
It's not horrible. It's just, it feels really weird to have something shoved inside your body.
It's not good.
Ladies.
And right before that, I had, you know, just finished a cup of coffee. And the sensation of that made me puke, like throw up the coffee, kind of regurgitate. So I go
throw
outside.
Up coffee into your own mouth?
I hand her the stupid swab. I go outside. I'm, you know, have stuff coming out of my nose. I have stuff coming out of my mouth. And then I hear her go, oh, damn it. And I turn around. I come in. I go, well, what happened, honey? And she goes, oh, I dropped the damn thing on the ground.
So you got to do it again.
So you're going to have to do it again. So I had not one, but two COVID tests today. And Matt and Spinny are about to take theirs. And if we come back and do a show today, you'll know they're okay.
Yeah, and if you come back and you just hear CJ, well, you'll know my results then, won't you?
Here's more from Matt and CJ. 101X.
What would you say is the weirdest item you could find at Hobby Lobby?
What's the weirdest thing I could find
at
Hobby Lobby?
Strangest thing. Bizarre. Something in Hobby Lobby.
Customers? No? No good?
Oh, that's so true.
It is really true, dude. I've been. And generally, it's weird when there are customers that are there. It's a weird feeling building. I'm always creeped out when I'm there, but I have a feeling that's not the answer you're looking for from me.
It wasn't. It did make me chuckle, though.
I mean, I can tell you what I know. If I'm ever in need of an old, quote-unquote, antique Coca-Cola sign that's brand new, I could go there. Or if I needed wind chimes or styrofoam.
Decorate a house you're about to sell for your grandma.
If I wanted a grandma that I could nail, there's some horny grandmas there, too.
Well, how about a 3,500-year-old clay tablet that was looted from an Iraq museum 30 years ago?
A 3,500-year-old clay tablet?
Yes.
Is she the assistant manager?
It's known as the Gilgamesh Dream Tablet, and it was acquired by the company Hobby Lobby for some unbeknownst reason.
Why would Hobby Lobby acquire
a looted Iraqi ancient tablet?
Now, was it acquired by Hobby Lobby itself or the people that own? I know the people that own Hobby Lobby are very religious, and perhaps there's Gilgamesh has no attachment to religion.
Yeah, that's what's kind of confusing about it. And the article which I have up at NPR, which we know NPR is that slanted, biased, liberal news. They don't say if it was the owner, a CEO, board member, whatever. It just says the company Hobby Lobby acquired it in 2014.
I'm Spreck Macaroni for NPR. Coming up, Gilgamesh. Can you find them at Hobby Lobby? Do you ever go to Hobby Lobby for anything?
Yes, for two things. Really corny gifts, and one of the things I've liked to start getting people are model rocket kits.
Yeah, of course.
That you build yourself. Yeah. It's corny, but I feel like it's also fun. And then on top of that, I like to, but they have letters everywhere. All kinds of letters, different fonts. And if I'm doing a party at a friend's house, I like to spell something out and hide it in their house. Right. And those letters are like $2 each.
The letters are always on the end cap. Do you know what an end cap is?
Yeah, you got the aisle. It's the most important thing. You walk by, you see it.
So this Hobby Lobby right over here.
One by the old comedy club, Cap City, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my interesting Hobby that you would mention the old comedy club, because sometimes you show up early for a show. I don't have anything to do.
go troll Hobby Lobby.
You know how many times I've gone to one of those end caps and then I've just put nasty words? You can rearrange all those letters and then just spell nasty words on the end caps.
Yes.
Have you done it before?
In friends' homes, but no, never in Hobby Lobby.
Why wouldn't you do it in the Hobby Lobby?
Hey, you're opening my mind to new things right now.
Oh, absolutely.
This is some discovery.
I was rearranging letters one time and a lady came around out of nowhere and she goes, "Oh, do you need help with anything?" She worked there, obviously. And I had just spelled the C-bomb. And I go, "Oh, no, I'm looking. My wife and I are getting married." But I loved that when she looked, I would have been like, "My wife, you know, it's a family name." It's a family name.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
What is the stupidest car you can steal? I shouldn't say stupid because that makes it sound like the car is stupid. What's the worst car, CJ, you can steal?
I would imagine something that's very flashy, like a custom Camaro, like that.
Or something easy to spot?
Yes, or like my buddies did in college, they stole a promotional Miller Lite vehicle.
Those are both great guesses. Neither is the correct answer.
Okay.
Currently, I'm going to tell you the current answer in just a second. What do you think is the most stolen car in Texas?
Something simple, like a Honda Accord, something that everyone drives.
You're in the top five. The Accord's in the top five.
Okay.
The Civic's in the top five.
Good cars.
Corolla, Camry, and then full-size Chevy, and then the number one is the full-size Ford pickup.
Okay.
Why does that make you make that face?
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine a pickup would be the top stolen vehicle. I figured
I think that the Ford F-150 might be the top selling vehicle in Texas.
So it just makes sense that naturally
statistics, math. I think a lot of this stuff is not. I don't think most cars are stolen anymore to be resold and driven. I think a lot of it is
stripping for parts.
Yeah. Parts. And so you're going to want to go something that there's a lot out there and purchased in. So those are the most stolen cars. But I started by asking you, what's the worst car you can steal?
Dumbest car you can steal.
And
why?
You came up with a pretty good one, which is, if you go steal a Lamborghini and then you're hauling ass to the city, Matt. Sorry, by the way, if you were nervous about my COVID test earlier in the show, I'm still here, which means I got I'm not pregnant. Not pregnant. The worst car you can steal. Here we go. Let me bring up worst car you can steal. Typing it.
I'm still trying to guess in my mind, like, the worst.
I know you are. The car, and this is going to blow your mind, the car is a 2014 Chevy Impala.
Okay.
Got a lot of questions right now, don't you?
There's a lot of questions going on. There's nothing special about that. It doesn't seem like it's a
Richmond County Sheriff's Office in Richmond County, just outside of Augusta, Georgia, is searching for a car that was stolen from a local gas station. The car, a black 2014 Chevy Impala bearing the Georgia tag PKP 1520, was taken this morning, this very morning, from a gas station at the intersection of Dean's Bridge Road and Georgia Drive.
Bummer.
I know.
You're about to go to work, you're filling up on gas, and you come out and your car's gone.
Here's what really sucks. If where you're headed to work is as an undercover sheriff in your unmarked 2014 Chevy Impala. Because these dudes saw the Chevy Impala. The cop had gone in to get a donut and a deuce. And these dudes jumped out of a Lexus, which they had also stolen, hopped into the Impala, and took off. The problem is that the Impala has trackers in it.
It's a cop car. It's got all the stuff.
It's a cop car, and apparently they didn't realize that they had stolen a cop car. But the cops basically just wired into the car and were like, hey, you stole our car.
We know where you're going. We can see you.
Yeah. You have a little boom, 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 boom. You can play for those ghost guys. Pour one out. Oh, God. It's early morning. You're so stoked. And you're also, you're like, 2014 Impala. This isn't even on the top 10 list. Yeah. I can take this car. I'll be fine. Do some donuts. It's a long car. It'll be fun.
How far do you think they made it? I'm guessing I haven't read the article, but I'm assuming they've been arrested.
Oh, here's even a better reveal. Suspects are still at large, considered considered armed and dangerous.
No, they couldn't even. So they.
Hey, by the way, out there in Austin, if you have any information, call 706-821-1080. I suggest you call and let them know that their sheriff should probably take, I don't know, shorter morning deuces. Hey, I have some information. Your sheriff left his car running at the gas station. It's not a smart move. Oh, man. You ever had a car stolen?
Girlfriend did, yeah.
I didn't ask if you had a girlfriend that had a car stolen. I asked if you ever had a car stolen.
Knock on wood.
My girlfriend, at the time, she's now my wife, her car was stolen. That's another story to tell. But personally, I had a car that was just broken into so many times. Eventually, I just glued the stereo in because I was like, I'm tired of people taking the stereo. And then they destroyed. Somebody destroyed.
They rip up the dash.
Destroyed the dash.
Bust your window.
Yeah. And finally, when I was kind of at the end of it, I was at a comedy club on 6th Street. And this is how long ago this was. I had every CD I owned in the car.
Yeah, man.
Because
you used to put them in the little folder.
They were recording this certain thing at the comedy club. And I was like, oh, I'll bring all my CDs. And then I was parked in the alleyway right behind Esther's Follies. There used to be two dumpsters there. And there was a legal space in between the two dumpsters where you could park for free. And I thought, well, this is a good place to put my car. And I parked there, and then I went next door to Casino El Camino, hung out with some friends, had a burger.
Had a delicious burger.
Ordered one burger, so 7 hours later, I got that burger, was ready to, and when I was leaving, as I walked up, I realized that someone had broken into my car and stolen all the CDs. Here's the worst part. They just left the car open. So all the drunks that were walking through the, I was between two giant dumpsters. And it was after closing time, and the dumpsters had been filled with those giant liners, can liners filled with bottles. And someone had just taken out all of the bags and then filled my car with garbage. And I was so mad and in such a bad mood that I just held onto the steering wheel and then used my foot to shove it, pack it in there a little harder, just so I could make a space to kind of sit. And then I drove home with an entire dumpster's worth of garbage.
Disgusting!
In my car. And just thought, I just could deal with this in the morning. I can't deal with it now.
You should have just left it and hoped someone did steal it. Then you're free. You get your insurance paycheck. You're good to go.
Oh, you have insurance? That must have been interesting.
Privilege.
What's up, privileged white kid? I got you.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
The yearly list of trending baby names is out. And Matt, you've got some pretty stupid names for your kids.
Yeah, my kids have some pretty dumb names.
Do you think they might have made this list?
No, they're named after old dead folks in our family. And there's a reason that my family members were killed off is because of how stupid their names were.
Well, these ones are fairly stupid as well, and they're broke up into three different categories for the most popular ones.
Broke up. They're broke up.
They break, and we've got trending Escapists and nature names: Horizon, Koa, Lotus, Prairie, and my first personal favorite, Woods. Not the old school name Forest, but Woods.
Woods?
Woods.
These are names that are trending right now?
Yeah. There's three categories that are trending the most, and this one was Escapists and Nature Names, and Woods is one of them.
So there's no swamp or bog?
No.
That would have been pretty hot.
Peat marsh.
This is my daughter, Grass on the Field.
Netflix's Bridgerton names are also trending right now. I can see some soccer moms getting into that. Benedict. Dude, we laugh at anything, Falcon.
I know, but
it's hard not to, I guess.
Benedict.
Crescenda, Daphne, Eloise, and Francesca.
Francesca. Come on, man.
No, I'm right. There's also retro and nostalgic names.
Okay.
And I figured that's kind of what we just did, reading Bridgerton names.
Yeah, Scabies. Is that one?
Plague.
Scabies, Plague.
No, we've got Betty, Bob, May, Ned, and Nellie. All of which sound like some very Southern names.
I found a list of the top. It says the whitest mayo baby names you could give your kid.
Some of them have to cross lists here.
It's literally all of our friends: Kyle, Hunter, Brad, Brody. But then there's some weird stuff in here too.
Everyone you can see at Moon Tower this weekend.
And there's also like Leanne and Allison, which you expect. Todd is definitely on there. Matt, which is my name. But then there's also where did I see it down here? Where Cletus. Do you remember the Cletus, Jed, hey, you know what I'm talking
about? From The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Kids, we're eating dinner tonight. Come on, Tiffany, Heather, Cody, Dylan, Dermot, Jordan, Taylor, Brittany, Wesley, Rumor, Scout, Cassidy, Zoe, Chloe, Max, Hunter, Kendall, Caitlin, Noah, Sasha, Morgan, Kira, Ian, Lauren, Cuba, Bill. Kids, we're eating dinner tonight.
I feel like we can just pick a name from that list right there.
Ollie, James, Ranch. There's a name on a ranch.
I think we found peak whiteness.
Oh, my God.
The name ranch in 2022.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
It's Matt and CJ. The name's stupid, but I'm coming up with some branding for the show.
Okay.
I've been really...
Coming up with
branding for the show. Like, okay. Who are we?
Who are we?
What are the characters?
What
do we represent?
What do we represent?
And so I've been kind of working on some things and putting it in a bit of a digestible kind of way. Movie theater trailers.
Is this more the stupid thing you do where, CJ is a really handsome cop on the force and Matt's an old fat guy who's just about to retire and, oh my God, I think he's going to die soon?
I did that once and that wasn't funny and I get it. So I changed it up a little bit. I made it a little more accessible to us and kind of just... You know, speaking to who we are. So you want to check these out? Can I do these, or are you just going to embarrass me and shoot everything down?
I'm here to help you get your job done. I'm here to help you
okay.
and facilitate you reading whatever dumb stuff you've come up with.
Okay. Here we go. CJ's a hothead with the fastest car on the track. Matt Bearden's a mechanic struggling to make ends meet. But when a new racing company comes to town, these two will have to learn to rely on each other in order to win. It's Matt and CJ. Kind of like, you know, Fast and the Furious, Thunder Road kind of feel to that, you know?
I like the idea of Fast and Furious. Could you play Paul Walker in real life?
Probably, yeah. I just got to lose a little bit of weight, get a hair dye job wig.
No, I mean, could you pass away?
Jeez, dude, it's too soon. Never rip on Paul Walker. Okay, this next one is going to take a little bit of meditation because it's something I've been feeling with the apocalypse coming up.
I don't want to encourage you on these, but you're doing that weird thing where you're actually breaking me down, and I'm wanting to hear what the next one is. just because they've become really stupid.
They're not. They're, again, it's all part of corporate branding. And as radio personalities, as people, this is something that, we should have hired someone to do, but we don't have money for that. CJ Morgan survived alone in the woods for decades. His only companion happens to be the dim-witted but lovable bear cub he rescued from wolves, named Matt Bearden. When a lumber mill threatens everything these two lovers have worked for, things will get a bit hairy. It's Matt and CJ.
These two lovers?
Yeah, I just thought I'd, you know, yeah. You're a bear, and I'm a man, and we're alone in the woods.
Oh, you don't mean like an actual animal bear. You mean a hairy guy that likes other men.
It can be interpreted either way. I mean, this is audio. This is theater of the mind. So I don't know if that...
I don't really know that I could interpret... I mean, let's be honest. If you're having sex with a man, I'm fine with that. If you're having sex with an animal, that concerns me a little bit.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that could be... That could have some legal implications. All right, well, what about this last one? CJ Morgan, he's the frat house president and star quarterback, but he's struggling to make a grade. Matt Bearden's a bologna sandwich. When one finds his way into the other's lunchbox, an unlikely duo will unite on campus to take out the crusty old dean. It's Matt and CJ, coming to you on the WB.
You're starting to win me over. I mean, I don't really fully understand the whole... You're super cool and awesome, and I'm always on my way out.
Matt Bearden's a bologna sandwich. I'll work on these, and next week, how about I do the focus on you? And I make you, I pump you up, bring you up, and, you know, kind of make you feel better about yourself.
Which one of the two of us is married?
You.
Which one of the two of us has two children that are in school and doing well?
You.
Which one of us has multiple cars, all of them paid off?
You.
And which one of us has a house that's paid off?
You.
Okay.
Which one of us still goes out and does blow on the weekends and parties at strip clubs?
You don't actually do that anymore because you hurt your hip. You've been stuck at the house with your broken hip, you idiot.
Come on, I'm cool. 101X,
Matt and CJ. Is there a new Stairway to Heaven? You know what I mean by that? You can't go into a music shop in this town without some guy noodling.
On the guitar.
Right. Stairway to Heaven.
It's the one of two cliche songs that people yell out at concerts for bands to play.
Sure.
It's an epic classic.
Corey Taylor's the frontman of Slipknot, says that Metallica's Enter Sandman is our generation's Stairway to Heaven.
Okay. That's interesting.
Came out in 1991, the exact same year as another song that I would argue is more
influential.
More influential, and that would be Smells Like Teen Spirit. But that came out the same year. That came out in September of 91. And I happen to think that that song was more influential, but it, I also know, we have all these songs have to go through
testing?
Testing. I used to work on KLBJ FM.
Right across the hall.
Yeah. Canceled my show. I don't know if you noticed that. I don't know if you know, but they canceled the show.
Hey.
And so I know for a fact that Enter Sandman tests very highly. People end up loving it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is the new Stairway to Heaven. But if it's not, then what is my question.
I can see your point for Nirvana because that shifted music from hair metal bands to all of a sudden grunge dominated for 5 years until pop took over.
Right.
I got a couple of songs that I listed that I think very influential and might work. The Nationals, Mistaken for Strangers.
Are you being serious right now?
Sigur Rós, Untitled Number 8.
Okay, you're just being a dick.
Or perhaps The Shins from Garden State. I need more time to think about this. I guess that's my answer. I just rambled off some hipster songs I love, but
we don't have to come up with it today. We can come back to this every day at the same time. People are always welcome to write to us, Just Matt and CJ on Instagram.
On social media, yeah.
Just Matt and CJ on Twitter, Just Matt and CJ on Facebook.
So we can drag this out.
Well, I mean,
just like I drag my nuts on your chin.
God, that son of a bitch.
Whew, that felt good. Finally. For those of you that don't know, Matt is a person that likes to play practical jokes.
When have I ever done that?
Involving testicles.
I've never done that.
I just got him back.
I'm a grown up.
So back on topic. Metallica. Pretty cool.
Yeah, is it? I don't want to do a show with you anymore.
Okay, well, never mind. We won't be discussing this tomorrow. Unless something changes drastically here in the next 10 minutes.
Did you say strangers drastically?
I think I know what that might be.
Did you stutter?
Coming up.
Because my nuts are on your chin?
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Who the hell is using up all of Austin's downtown parking?
I would assume it'd be people with cars.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, all right, well, that's settled. What else we got?
Back to music. Matt and CJ, 101X. No, dude, apparently this is like a mystery that's been going on, and KXAN actually investigated it because there are no parking spots for public parks, which are, you know, usually an hour, 2 hours max, something like that.
Oh, in a public park?
In a public park and in downtown areas where there's a limited time slot.
Is there a limited time slot in a park?
From what it said on the news story, yes.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, let's go to the professionals, the actual news, to figure out what the hell's happening with all of Austin's parking.
Public park parking is no walk in the park for John Kriegel. He goes to Vic Mathias Shore several times a week, and half the time finds himself circling the lot, hunting for a spot.
I've gotten a sense that, yes, that people may be parking here that are not using the trail or anything around here.
He's right. The spaces in main lots near city parks start filling up before sunrise.
So bright and early in the morning before these joggers get to the park, they're already full. There's nowhere to park.
Okay. And this guy that they interviewed is mad because he's saying, I come here to walk, but I'm being required to park farther away and then walk to the park. Is that his argument right now?
I think so.
Are people only allowed to park in a park if... Are people only allowed to park... Oh, God, I can't do it. Only allowed to park in the park if they're using that? I mean, I don't understand the argument. I mean, I go to a park for the same reason I think a lot of people do.
Look at children.
No, but I was going to say anonymous hookups. Yeah, that I meet people on Craigslist, and then we meet in the bushes for anonymous sex.
Classic Austin.
Absolutely, classic Austin. And... I can't complain just because there's a bunch of people there flying kites, and it's annoying because I'm easily distracted because of my ADD, and I'm trying to have some fun in a bush, and then I look up and I'm like, oh, wow, look at that.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, a kite.
Oh, look at that.
I don't think it's kite flyers. I don't think it's Craigslist anonymous hookups for Matt. I think it's someone else. Construction workers.
So it's employees.
It's employees.
People that work downtown.
People working downtown, building the buildings, are for whatever reason parking on some of the
that makes
areas
sense because a lot of the places now I noticed that used to be metered parking. Sometimes I remember there were like 8 hour meters, and now the meters cut out at like 2 hours, 3 hours is the max you can do.
Yeah. Frustrating.
Okay, let's hear more.
Always cheaper to take a ticket than pay for parking. Okay.
Cheaper because Agreed. He says it had cost about $50 a day to park downtown, but a ticket is only $25. We saw some workers snagging a spot, then riding off on scooters to the job site.
It wouldn't shock me, and it would really kind of piss me off if that's what's really going on.
Okay, well, yeah, be pissed off.
Too bad, nerd. That is kind of funny that this guy's got the leisure of every morning being able to go relax and walk in a park. While you've got a guy he's got his lunch pail with him. He's got his vest on.
Do you not know what construction workers wear? You're like, he's got his lunch pail. He's got his bindle stick.
Just carrying it over his shoulder. That sucks. Yeah, dudes, working class, hourly guys getting bitched out.
If you're working downtown on one of those high rises, you're making, what, 40 to 50 an hour? And you're going to spend an entire hour. You're going to pay an entire hour's worth of work.
Just to park.
That's great. They got to figure something out there. They got to figure something out.
I mean, carpooling's one option, and here's
they're scooter pooling. It sounds like it sounds genius.
Someone is using those scooters. I will say the only thing that I kind of want to say is it's not always necessarily cheaper just to pay for the parking ticket, and I think we'll have to save that for tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, no, I get you. I see where this is going already because of the discussion we had before.
Yeah.
And I like it. Can we revisit tomorrow about
how it's not cheaper to always just pay the ticket or to
get
the ticket?
Can I also just say sexist alert?
Oh!
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101.
CJ, I need you to give me a ride after work if that's possible.
Considering that you've fixed my battery, taking me to the ER? No, not at all. You've called me way too many fat jokes for me to give you a ride.
I've called you too many fat jokes?
You've inserted...
That's not even a correct sentence structure.
No one said I can talk good.
That is, you know, true.
Why do you need a ride?
I currently have gone... You know how I started the year with 3 cars? I am currently down to 1.
Okay.
So we're year's going great so far.
3 down to 1.
Yeah.
You had a brand new vehicle.
Brand new vehicle that I got at the Nile Maxwell Supercenter. A little extra shout out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, a woman not from... literally not a resident of the country and did not have a driver's license, was going 55 miles an hour, ran a red light, hit that car, and destroyed it.
Good thing she's probably got insurance to cover any of the costs of your brand new car.
No insurance whatsoever. No insurance whatsoever.
So we're down to 2 vehicles now.
Yeah, and my wife is wanting to replace that other car with the same vehicle. The problem is we bought that vehicle during COVID.
So it was cheaper?
It was cheaper.
Yeah.
People were anxious to move some cars. Now, cars can be hard to come by. Prices are up. I'm a cheap bastard. So I had this old car that I worked on a long time ago, and I said, hey, why don't you drive the old Subaru for a while until prices kind of level out a little bit, and family will be fine. And my family...
That seems reasonable. That's a good ask.
Here's the problem. My family has turned out... It looks like they've turned into bougie jerks. Because they're all like, this car is not good. So we've been arguing about that a little bit. Or I've been trying to explain to them the value of a dollar.
And saving money. And that you and I work in radio.
It's not even that. It's just that, like, hey... Most people would be so thankful to have any car to get around in.
Oh, yeah.
Put yourself in those people's shoes, right? And you have a perfectly good car. Now, because the car is older, I had to pull the engine out and completely rebuild the engine. And that ended up costing me, I think, with all the parts and everything, maybe around $1,500. Now you had to get new tires for it and some new wheels and stuff. And so, you know, I also need them to drive it for a while because throwing this fit, I've put like $3,500 into this car.
Yeah.
Do you know what a CV boot is?
Yes, I've had CV joints go out and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Perfect. And this weekend, so my wife yesterday, 2 days ago, didn't tear up, but I could tell that she was on edge. And she said, look, it's embarrassing because the CV boot ripped. And I said, I'll get to it this weekend. And she's like, when I drop the kids off for drop off... Smoke is pouring out from underneath the car.
No, dude.
And I said, well...
Oh, my God, that's so embarrassing as a kid.
Why is it embarrassing?
In your formative years, you're pulling up in a beater and smoke is literally pouring out of the car?
It's not coming from the engine. It's molly grease that's flying up against the exhaust manifold, and it's smoking. It's no big deal.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but when CV things, kind of when those problems happen, it can be a little squeaky, right?
There's some clicking noises and what have you.
Dude, that's...
So okay. My wife was just like, look...
I might side with
her
on this.
She said, look, I feel bad because I don't want to be bougie, but, you know, she had never had a new car in her life. I've never had a new car in my life. This was our first new car, but it got totaled, and she said it was just so nice having a new car for the first time in my life because I always buy used, right? And so I said, honey, and then it started a little bit of a fight. So this morning I got up. So this was, I guess, yesterday. And so this morning I got up and I went by Austin Subaru and I bought a big old CV axle. And that's a job that'll take 2 hours to do.
Okay. That's not bad. You've already replaced an engine. What's a CV axle?
Well, currently, I don't know what I've done, but the CV axle won't come out of the hub, and I broke the axle up inside of the car, and so now what I have in my driveway, literally, is a car on blocks, a car on blocks, and my kids had to leave early this morning so they could all go in one car. And anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm in the market for a car. Could you give me a ride this afternoon? Yeah. I guess so I can get home.
You know what? I got you.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Maybe Epstein didn't kill himself.
Okay.
I know that trope is past. I know it was on the internet. It was a lot of fun for a while. But I'm starting to think maybe Epstein didn't kill himself. And maybe the person responsible is the very person who's putting microchips in our vaccines.
Is it the person that just made me sneeze like that? How did you not even respond to me sneezing like that?
I'm a professional.
Oh, my Lord.
So Bill Gates recently did an interview, and he talked about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And he has a...
Everybody knows who Jeffrey Epstein is at this point, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, it was one of the biggest kind of things
in
the news for a minute.
If you don't, super maybe wealthy, and we think probably a kid molester, and ran with tons of famous people.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you know.
Bill Gates being one of them. And he has a bizarre response that's kind of gone viral, and I want to see if you pick up on this as well. Here's that interview.
What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, and, you know, I said
that was a very long pause.
I'm sorry. I know you're headed somewhere. I don't mean to interrupt you. Did he just say, well, and then did his whole, like, did he call a lawyer in his thoughts just now? What was that?
That's what we call a long pause to sit there and collect your thoughts and reply with what you're going to say because you were caught off guard? Okay, see, there we go. Perfect example.
CJ, have you cheated on your fiance?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You were supposed to go, well. All right.
No.
Go back to it.
Usually what means someone's probably lying.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back. Let's hear the whole thing. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine. That's not even the bizarre part yet. So Bill Gates talking about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Here we go.
What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, and, you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we've done in philanthropy, very proud of the work of the foundation.
Did he kill him?
He just said something very bizarre and then started, you could hear his brain ticking of being like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And he starts backpedaling and then changes the subject to something that's not even answering the question.
He just said, well, I'm very proud of our philanthropy. Is part of his philanthropy killing this? Because did you learn any lessons? Well, he's dead. Like, okay, those goofy haircuts, those weird sweaters, I've never, ever thought of Bill Gates as being, like, heavy mafioso, but did he put out a hit?
I mean, it sounds like it. Let's hear that again.
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
What the hell does that mean? And I shouldn't have made the joke about him putting microchips in the vaccine because, as we all know, Bill Gates is a big fan of this radio station, and now we're all screwed.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Do you ever get cold or the chills when you go number two?
Why? It's a bit invasive and personal.
Yeah, it is.
No, I don't.
You never get a chill when you go number two?
I don't think so. I mean, it would make sense because
ever
I
sweat when you go number
yes,
two.
Yes, I do go. Sweat.
Opposite of the chills.
And I'm also always nude when I do it. And right. then with the porcelain and the cold bathroom, maybe.
Yeah.
But I do sweat.
You ever got really nauseous after you do the things that we do when
only
we do the things that we do?
Of drinking and partying and fast food.
Yeah, so we don't talk about these things, really. My kids right now are in love with a commercial that's on, it's one of the channels. My daughter started watching something called Say Yes to the Dress this weekend. Then I was trying to be a cool dad and not get weird about it when my son said, I love this show. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. But during it, they kept showing this commercial where they were like, women poop. And my son thought it was hilarious that in this commercial, they're like, they go, you know what, America? It's about time that America realizes that women poop. And my son was just like, this is the best. He's at an age where farts and
are funny.
Number two, that's all that counts.
Classic radio bits.
Right. And then I stumbled upon this. Because we don't talk about stuff like that. You know what I mean? I don't know. In my family, we don't necessarily. Do you? Are you open? Like, do you walk out of the bathroom and go talk to your fiance and say, "Woof"?
No, but she does it to
me. Don't go in there.
She's always like, "I heard you."
That's rude.
It is rude because then it gets stuck in my head. But so now I've started when she goes and I know she's going, I go, "Give her hell, old Lacer," and start like clapping to mess with her a little bit. So,
I used to have a house that had one bathroom, three bedroom, one bath, mm-hmm. and I went on a search for a new house. And the reason I moved is because I needed a second bathroom.
Yes,
it just is when you're on top of each other.
Yes, yes, yes.
You just gotta have a little bit of room every once.
Grew
in
up
a
in a one bathroom house without a lock on the door.
Well, this is so I never had discussed this. I thought I might have been the only person, but it turns out there's a doctor who just put out a video who says you have two nervous systems. You have the fight or flight system, and that's what keeps you, you know, like you panic or you run or adrenaline, whatever he said. But you also have something called the rest and digest system, and a very important part is the vagus nerve. It's part of the rest and digest system. It runs all the way from the brainstem all the way to the rectum.
Okay.
And apparently you stimulate that nerve whenever you're do the thing
the pot
that you do. Yeah. And so for some people it makes them feel really cold, and for some people it makes them get like the sweats and feel super hot all of a sudden. For some people it makes them nauseous, for some people it makes them nervous or whatever. But basically, we were built by nature incorrectly.
Yeah.
And we were built in a way where every time we go to the bathroom, we are hitting this nerve that then freaks out our body. It drives us crazy. I feel like that's a manufacturer's defect.
Yeah, that's not healthy or helpful.
No. But it is. It's also why. Hey,
you just said but.
You know, there are a number of people who have a, and I found out from this, I didn't know this before, but they have a disorder, if you will, where they frequently pass out whenever they do.
That makes sense, because you're pushing, you're fighting, it's a struggle.
Well, I'm not talking about an Elvis Presley way of passing out and dying. They just, on the pot, just lean over and go, and then they wake back up. But it's that same nerve, apparently. But that's horrible. If every time, junior high was hard enough as it was, like no one ever wanted to doo-doo at junior high,
oh,
right?
Of course not.
But imagine if every time you doo-dooed, you also passed out.
Yeah, you fell asleep.
And then the kids all are just like, ha-ha, I think he died. Oh, he's back now. He's back now. Oh, God. Junior high. I never want to go back there.
But at least our humor is there right now. It's Matt and CJ 101X.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
I've never dramatically quit a job before. But I did find a way to do it. I mean, a way to effing do it. Although I don't think this person thought it through.
This person you're getting ready to tell me about.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever dramatically quit a job? Have you ever thought about how you're going to leave this job? I mean,
are you really asking me this question right now?
Yeah.
Yes, I've dramatically quit a job. Oh, I don't know. Like a week ago.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it.
That could not be more dramatic.
It's like the reason I don't sleep or whatever. But go ahead. Sure, throw that in my face.
Okay, sorry about that. Like I said, I've never dramatically quit a job. I've been dramatically fired from jobs. But I found someone who perhaps did it in a very epic, entertaining way. Here's this young lady quitting her job at Walmart.
Attention Walmart shoppers and associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. The attendant policy is bullshit. We are treated from management and customers poorly every day. Whenever we have a problem with it, we're told that we're replaceable. I'm tired of the constant gaslighting. This company treats their elderly associates like shit. To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert.
Hey, I gotta hear that again. That is the line right there.
Guess what? He's not the only Jared that's a pervert.
I know. Imagine just I'm sitting in here and I'm like, in spirit, you're a pervert. Okay, let me hear
and
that.
And Jared from Subway.
Let me hear that one more time. She's on the PA at Walmart, quitting her job and letting her manager know.
To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, shame on y'all for treating your associates the way you do. I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Shout out to Kamenik, Patty, Chardell, and so many more. Walmart doesn't deserve y'all. Manage it and this job. I quit.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that is awesome. If you're a manager of a store and you hear that, like, are you scrambling to the control room to unplug something or running and trying to find this person?
If you have that, if you have that full kind of capacity, I don't know if you can cut it off. We used to have that kind of system at REI when I worked at REI in college, and we would get in trouble all the time because you would do things like go, Jared, you have a phone call on line one. Jared, phone call, line one. And our manager just said that it was unprofessional to do that.
Yeah.
And then we needed to stop. And I was like, come on, man. That's what we're nitpicking now?
Dumbest thing ever.
Jared, you're needed in climbing shoes. Jared, climbing shoes.
Reason enough to quit a job right there.
It's always good to go out, I think, with a little gusto, maybe. Yeah. I've never done that. It might be fun to do it.
It's fun to say F you to the man or something, especially if you've worked a stressful job and you feel underpaid and underappreciated. My only concern with this young lady whose name is Beth is that I don't think she thought it through enough quite yet, and this kind of sucks because I noticed today that she's created a GoFundMe with a $2,000 goal. Matt, how much do you think she's raised so far?
$100.
Well, that's a little pessimistic. She's made $140.
I should do this.
Yeah,
maybe I should do this.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Yeah, so the Matt and CJ show got some cool stuff to give away. ACL Fest passes. This is going to be for Saturday, weekend one, and it also includes a pair of Honda passes. The Honda passes get you next to the stage, like at a cool little VIP area where you get to see the artists up close on the Honda stage. You get to use a porta potty that might be air conditioning. I don't know. It's some cool stuff. Either way, I think that's a hell of a prize. So I've been making games. Matt, I thought we would play one of your games.
Yeah, I like super simple trivia. I don't like to put effort into this.
I don't like super simple trivia because I'm now 0 for 2.
You are 0 for 2. I asked you the question off air and you missed it.
I hate being your test monkey for these.
The only reason you hate it is that you are not good.
I'm not, and I panic at trivia. 512-835-1015, by the way, if you want to play super simple trivia for a pair of weekend one Saturday ACL Fest passes that include Honda passes. Yeah, dude, I'm not good at that. I'm not good at trivia. I don't like it. I get nervous. My brain.
Well, that's what happens to a lot of people. That's why super simple trivia turns out to be kind of fun. Sometimes you could go for like 10, 15 minutes and nobody gets it correct.
Yeah.
And then when they do, everyone feels kind of silly.
Because everyone's like, ah!
It can be nerve-wracking to call a radio station.
Yeah.
It can feel weird.
I mean, you're talking to celebrities.
Oh, are some coming in?
You ready to go to the phones?
Yeah, I'll go to the phones.
Okay, let's do this. Caller, who's this?
Hi, this is Carlos.
Hey, Carlos, how are you? This is Matt. Carlos, are you a big fan of music?
I'm sorry. I could hear
Yeah, here's the problem, Carlos. My partner, CJ, does not like me to talk to the audience, so he didn't put my sends in. You can hear me now, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we just had to make that change. CJ's not very good at his job. I apologize. Carlos, you're a fan of music. You anxious to go to ACL?
For sure, yes.
Okay, this is not the super simple trivia question, but do you know what ACL stands for?
Austin City Limits.
Perfect, perfect. So we're already there. We're halfway there. Here's my question for you, Carlos. Have you lived in the Austin area for a while, by the way?
I have.
Oh, good. You're going to do great. You're probably going to win this. That's how I feel. Here comes today's super simple trivia. Austin City Limits, ACL, which stands for Austin City Limits. The festival actually borders the limits of another 447-acre city. And you could find it if you just rolled through the woods to the west of the fest. What is the name of that 447-acre city you could find if you just rolled through the woods from to the west of the fest?
So west of the festival, that would be Rollingwood?
That is correct! Rollingwood!
We've got a winner. This has been good. Thanks, man. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to the festival. You're going to have the time of your life.
Hey, Carlos. Carlos, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Just between you and me, and I don't want anybody else to hear this because this could be embarrassing. You are the only one hearing this, and then all the people listening. I read that question to CJ, and his answer was Pflugerville. Yeah. He thought Pflugerville bordered the festival grounds.
Carlos, yeah. That's not exactly how it went. I also think Matt made that too simple by saying rolling west of the fest and having woods in some rhyming phrase. You didn't give me all that information. That being said, I still probably would have got it wrong.
Yeah. I had to explain to you what Rollingwood is. You didn't even know there was a city there.
I didn't. I know Sunset Valley is the only city I can think of that's in Austin. But now I learned something new and look like more of a dumbass on the radio.
Congratulations, Carlos. Well, we'll see you there at the Han Hana stage, okay?
Thank you.
Matt, you were doing something a little risky yesterday, flirting with a 16-year-old on the internet.
I was flirting with a 16-year-old yesterday. Right at the end of the show, I accepted a friend request from Mr. James Walker and instantly got a message from James Walker. And the message said, "Hi, I'm Becky. I'm 16, very lonely and horny. Boyfriend went with another woman. Please text me. I'm on my dad's old phone. Safe to text me. Video chat not working. Just text. No one will see our text."
Seems legit.
Well, I'm always interested in making new friends. So I wrote back.
Friendly guy.
You got upset. You got worried that I was writing back to this person.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously it's a spammer, but in my head when it's like, "I'm a 16-year-old. You want to chat with me?" It just feels like the FBI is going to be on the other end of that waiting to swarm in and sit you down with Chris Hansen.
Well, I wrote back this. "Oh, wow. Oh, wow. 16. I think you might be able to help this daddy out with something, if you know what I mean." Winky face.
It'd be cringe.
And the person wrote back, "Do you like me being 16 years old?" And I wrote back, "Yes, it's perfect for what this daddy needs." And she wrote, "What do you need?" And I wrote, "My daughter is 12 and really into Phoebe Bridgers. Do you know where I could get cool merch? Hot Topic, maybe?" "No, I don't." "Oh, well. Do you still want to text with me? I love older men. How old are you?" "Hey, you know, I'm really worried about getting this merch. Obviously, at your age, you understand the pressure society puts on a woman and her appearance. Middle school has been a very difficult transition for my daughter, and I really want to help her have a cool shirt so she can dunk on the VSCO bitches. Are y'all still using that term? VSCO girls?" She writes back, "Try eBay or Amazon." So then I write, "Do you drive? Read an article where fewer teens are getting their licenses at 16 now, instead relying on rideshare. Is this true? Just wondering if my daughter would want some Uber gift cards." "I don't drive. She might want some." Once again, those reporters over at Axios really have their fingers on the pulse of the average teen. "It's funny you're using your dad's phone. My daughter forgets her phone all the time, too, and then has to borrow mine. She likes to make funky dance videos for something called TikToks."
Oh, dude, you're just trolling this spammer along.
Yeah.
This is great.
She writes,
I like you to send it up.
My boyfriend went with another woman, said I'm not sexy enough for him. I'm so lonely. Will you be my friend and text with me? No one will ever see our text. Video chat not working. Just text. Oh, man, that sucks. Have you tried watching The Five on Fox News? When I'm lonely, that's what I watch. It's almost like having five friends that hate relativism but love supply-side economics. LOL, dad joke. She writes, no, I live in England. Will you be my friend? Whoa, England? Is it true that y'all call a trunk of a car the boot?
How long were you doing this last night?
I was here until 6:30.
You just sat here in the studio and strung the sports band along?
Yeah.
What's the conclusion? Where did this go? Are you still texting?
Yeah, she wrote, I said, England. She goes, we do. Would you like a picture of me? Insane. Remember that time in 1776 when we kicked your president's ass? LOL, he drank tea. Yes.
So stupid.
Yes, old news. Can I send you a picture? Hey, do y'all have New Balance over there? What about Crocs? Anyway, she sent me a picture that's clearly not her, but it's basically a half-nude girl. And I wrote, she goes, this is me. My older sister did my makeup. And I wrote, sorry, I can't see it. I'm blind. I use talk to text.
Jesus.
She wrote, sorry, didn't know. And then I wrote, it's okay. When I was a kid, I sat too close to my grandmother's TV. That's how I got these hairy palms, too. At least that's what the doctor told me. And then she said, leave me alone.
Oh, yes! You told him so
hard. I beat the catfishers!
Matt Bearden is a champion. More tomorrow.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.